is that Alhamdulillah, finally, one of the sisters, she told me that she happened to read Sayyid Sajjadi, door number 44. Inshallah, I hear this message from the brothers as well. Please spend some time. Believe me, you are going to enjoy it. Sayyid Sajjadi, door number 44. Read and reflect on the meaning of it and see how Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam is giving us instruction. What is the best to do in these holy months? The sentence, the paragraph that I just read, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him, to adorn and decorate the days of the months of Ramadan this year with fasting, to be able to be blessed to fast. That means fasting during the days of the months of Ramadan is decorating the days of our life. Remember that as we are living in this dunya, every minute, every day and night, as it goes by, however that we have lived it, it will be rolled over. And after our days, throughout the life of Barzakh, it will be unrolled. The quality, the style of our life in Barzakh will be determined by the quality and the style of our life in dunya. Please remember this fact, always keep it in your mind. However you live today, you are going to be the reality of it in Barzakh. In khayran fa khayr wa in sharran fa shar. If you live a pious, righteous life here today, in Barzakh you are going to enjoy and live the reward. God forbid, if it's a sinful day, you are going to suffer in Barzakh. And we cannot afford the suffering of Barzakh. Or if we cannot afford the suffering of dunya, a little bit of pain of this dunya, we see that we cannot take it, later on in Barzakh. So Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says that, Ya Allah, bless me that I adorn and decorate the days of my dunya so that I enjoy the beauty of it in Barzakh by fasting in the months of Ramadan. And bless me also to adorn and decorate the nights of my months of Ramadan by worshipping, by standing on my feet praying, by pleading to you in any way with God. And that's why you see supplications when you open the books of dua, any book of the dua that is compiled of the dua supplications throughout the year. The amount of the dua that are narrated from the Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam with regards to the month of Ramadan by far is more than any other month of the year. The message that it gives us is that the monks of Ahlul Bayt throughout the year they have been supplicating and doing the dua, but the monks of Ramadan, they were doing the most of it. As our imams also, we have this obligation or this strong recommendation. If you want to adorn your life in Barzakh, take advantage of the nights of the months of Ramadan. It saddens me, and that's why at the end of this paragraph, the Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, Ya Allah, don't include me among those who are heedless of this opportunity, that the months of Ramadan has passed and nothing in the nights of the months of Ramadan for me. I was so busy chit-chatting, socializing, playing games, pastime, watching movies or whatever. But there is no record of reading some dua and spending some time with my Lord in the nights of the months of Ramadan. Imam Zainul Abidin says, Ya Allah, I don't want to be among these such heedless people. That means people who don't take advantage of the nights of the months of Ramadan, they are heedless and ghafileen. And especially on the top of all the mustahabat, in fact, if we quote the hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once was asked, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Ya Rasulallah, in the months of Ramadan, I have sometimes at night, and I was wondering what to do. What kind of amal is the best to do? I go for the ziyarah, I'm in the haram of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, I'm in the haram of Imam Rizal. I go for example, Hajj, I'm in Masjid al-Haram. Such good opportunities. I come to the masjid, it's before time, I have some time. What is the best to do? The Holy Prophet says that I do not know of any action more rewarding. Ba'd al-Ma'rifah, exactly the word of the Prophet is this. Ba'd al-Ma'rifah, remember at night I'm talking about the Aqayyad. Yani after Aqayyad, after Usuluddin, after increasing your Ma'rifah about Islam, I do not know of any action that is more rewarding and dearer to God than Salat. And then the Prophet says, that's why I the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and illa ashba'u min as-salat. I never be satisfied of salat. You know, some people, they are car freak. Some, they are stamp freak. Some, I don't know, they are cricket freak. No matter how many hours they play cricket, they never get bored of it. The Prophet says, I never get bored of praying and salat. Why? Because the Prophet, when he prays, he knows what's happening. The Prophet, when he prays, he knows what he is going to achieve, what is for him. And therefore, obviously, his inner senses are active, and therefore says, I never get bored of salat. So the best thing that you can do, you can always do in the month of Ramadan, any opportunity, stand on your feet. Inshallah, tomorrow I will talk about Nawafil after the Wajibat. But today, I want to briefly mention about, at least to start with Wajibat. Please make sure that we don't miss the Wajibat. Inshallah, to those who are here, they don't miss the Wajibat. No, missing the Wajibat doesn't mean you don't miss your Fajr prayer. Even if you miss your Fajr prayer, doing it on time, you have kind of missed it. Imam Sadr alayhi salam says, praying on time is Ridwanullah, pleasure of God. Praying after the best time to be, it's accepted. What is Ghufranullah? Wal maghfiratu la takunu illa anzan. God says, I forgive you. But when God says, I forgive you, that means you did something that you were not supposed to have done it. Unfortunately, I have to be very frank with you, there is a bad culture, bad habit I noticed here. If you may allow me to mention this. And that is not everybody, but some people in the community, they are into this bad habit, maybe because of their work requirement or whatever, or that's how they are used to it. Their sahari, they have their sahari at 11, 12, for example, and then they go to bed. God knows whether they wake up for Salat al-Fajr or not. Some they miss it. Some they wake up later because of my work, because of my school. If I didn't wake up that early, it would jeopardize my day. Some they pray on time at Fajr even. MashaAllah, that's very good. Still, they don't miss their Fajr, but they miss the Sahar. And the Sahar. Brothers, sisters, Sahari is called Sahari. Sahari means dawn. Why is it that it is recommended to have something at Sahar? You don't have to stuff yourself. I'm not talking about having a full meal at Sahari. But to eat something, even to get up and have a date, a glass of water is mustahab. You know why? If you eat between the lines, God wants us to be awake at that time. Half an hour at least before Fajr to be awake, so that you get used to it. Eating is an excuse in the months of Ramadan at Sahari, and hence it's called Sahari. It's not a, I don't have any name for it, midnight. Sahari is not at 11. Having Sahari at 11, you haven't then, still your fasting is in order, don't get me wrong. But if you want to get the best benefit of fasting, mustahab is to get up at least half an hour before Fajr prayer, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever possible, before Fajr, a little bit earlier to eat and drink something. Then your body, the clock of your brain will get used to it if you do this throughout the months of Ramadan. Inshallah, after the months of Ramadan, that you don't need to eat anymore. There is no more Sahari, but there is Sahar. There is no more Sahari, but there is Sahar. And the clock of your brain is already adjusted. So you get up, what am I going to do? Now you feed your spirit, your soul, rather than your tummy. Because you are used to getting awake for, you know, Sahari is to train us, we elementary students of the school of religion, to train us for Namaz Shab, simple language. In a simple language, the wisdom behind Sahari is that the Muslim community is trained for Namaz Shab. If you see after the months of Ramadan, still we are not into the habit of Namaz Shab, you haven't met one of the main purposes of Ramadan and Sahari and fasting. God deliberately tells us you've got 14 hours ahead of you during the day, no eating, no drinking, starvation. Make sure if you don't want to suffer starvation, before Fajr prayer, have something so that you will reserve some food or drink some energy for yourself. This is only a trick. If you read between the lines, the purpose of fasting and sahari is so that God is introducing us to Namaz Isha. What is special about Namaz Isha? Allah, if you say salawat, I'll tell you.
Allah, salawat, 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 salawat,
Surah Al-Sajd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has such a beautiful description of mustahabat, namaz al-mustahabin, especially namaz al-shahab. Believe me, I get a goosebump at the wordings. It's infatuating and it's just amazing, the wording, the way that God is explaining it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين استغفر الله. Fasting, don't get me wrong, I know what I say to God. The melody of the words, the beauty of the wording of these two ayat is so beautiful, you want to spiritually dance when you are reciting this ayah of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising certain Muslims, mu'mineen, slaves of God, that they vacate their sides from the bed, as an expression that they leave bed before fajr. تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. They get off the bed. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. They are pleading to God, as an expression of namaz al-shahab. خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. On the one hand, they are fearful when I'm thinking of my past things. On the other hand, I'm filled with hope because God invited me. God woke me up. God gave me the opportunity to stand on one prayer mat and pray to Him. So, inshallah, God will forgive me. So, I'm between fear and hope. خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. And also, مَمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Always remember that Salat in the Quran is coupled as a twin sister. The twin sister of Salat is Zakat. Zakat in the Quran, it means anything that you give for the sake of God. Any donation. Homes, Zakat, Sadaqah, any donation that you give for the sake of God is called Zakat in the Quran. So along with Salat, they are also charitable. Then Quran says, فَلَا تَعْلَمْ. You know, if that's your lifestyle, then nobody knows. This expression of nobody knows to make it so wow. Nobody knows what is reserved for them in the hereafter. What is reserved? Allama Tabatabai mentioned this, and I stop here, then show the rest of it tomorrow. Allama Tabatabai rahmatullahi alayhi alayhi alayhi. He says that when I went to Najaf al-Ashraf to study, the first few weeks of my arrival in Najaf al-Ashraf, Allama Badi came to see me because they were from the same town. He came to me, tapped on my shoulder and said, son, from the very beginning that you are starting your course studying, I'm telling you, if you want dunya, alayka bi salatillahi, don't miss namaz al-shab. If you want akhirah, don't miss namaz al-shab. Namaz al-shab is the secret key to your salvation in dunya and in akhirah. May God bless us, inshallah. Ramadan is an easy opportunity for you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.